From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces engaged Sunday in a new offensive at a town near Mosul. Kurdish Peshmerga forces have been pushing toward towns just northeast of Mosul to clear the way for troops heading to the city to oust the Islamic State group. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has visited the region. He was in Erbil on Sunday for talks with Kurdish leaders and military commanders. Shortly after arriving, Carter met with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani. Carter also discussed Turkey's demand to join the battle, saying Iraq's sovereignty in the operation is paramount. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has rejected Turkey's bid to participate in the military push to retake Mosul. Also, Iraqi officials said Friday's assault by IS fighters on Kirkuk ended in failure, with all attackers either killed in battle or blown up by their own explosives. Fighting resumed Sunday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling. The British Monitor said there was fighting in several areas of the city along the front that divides the government-held west from the rebel-held east. The Monitor said Syrian or Russian airstrikes have also resumed. Saudi-led airstrikes resumed Sunday near Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The attacks came just hours after a 72-hour ceasefire expired. UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed had said he had hoped that the ceasefire would continue. This is VOA News. American telecommunications company AT&T has agreed to buy Time Warner for over $85 billion. The agreement with Time Warner, whose portfolio includes HBO, CNN, and the Warner Brothers Film Studio, was announced Saturday. The stock and cash transaction must be approved by Time Warner shareholders and reviewed by U.S. antitrust regulators. The agreement has been unanimously approved by the board of directors of both companies. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump commented on the deal Saturday at a rally, saying if he wins the election, he would block the transaction because, in his words, it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few. Democrat Hillary Clinton, confident of winning the U.S. presidency in next month's election, is now dismissive of Republican Donald Trump and making new efforts to elect more Democrats to Congress to support her legislative agenda. Clinton responded to Trump's charges that she is corrupt and unfit to be president by insisting she will no longer respond to him. Clinton told reporters Saturday that she plans to emphasize the importance of electing Democrats down the ballot in an effort to reclaim control of Congress. Clinton is now given a 90% chance by polling analysts of winning the election. Spain's Socialist Party has decided not to block the Conservative Popular Party from forming a minority government. That move finally brings an end to the country's nearly 10-month political impasse. Members of the Socialist Federal Committee voted Sunday 139-96 to abstain from voting against acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy during the upcoming confidence vote in Parliament. That action would grant Mr. Rajoy a second term in office. Mr. Rajoy's popular party won elections in December 2015 and again in June of this year, but did not get enough seats to rule alone. Speaking Sunday in a televised speech in the city of Ark, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said he had no preference in the U.S. election and that the choice offered to American citizens was between bad and worse. Iran will hold its own presidential election in May of 2017, and Rouhani is eligible to seek a second term. Lithuanians headed to the polls Sunday in a runoff parliamentary election that may give the opposition a chance to govern after 4 years of rule by a coalition led by Social Democrats. The second round is a runoff for 68 of 141 seats in parliament. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.